Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, friend, old Steve here.
Ben Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Count Out. Going In Raw Count Out. It's Count Out, the show where we count things down. It's like 10 for the win, but longer and about wrestling.
Right? Yeah, it's all those things.
Yeah,
it is
right.
All those things.
We're available right here at youtube.com/Stephen Larson. We're also available on podcast apps everywhere. If you don't want to look at us, you just want to listen to us in your car, in a commute, while you're listening to your wife nag you and you're like got like your headphones
while
in.
While you're at the gym, mowing your lawn, going
you mow
for
your lawn
a,
at the gym.
Going for, no, those are separate things. Going for a jog, walking the dog. What are the things that you do that could last anywhere between 30 and 60 minutes?
White collar crime, embezzlement, trying to bilk others out of money. But you can listen to our podcast while you're doing that, right? That's a good idea.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. So anyways, yeah, that's where we're available. It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, today, given the huge announcement last weekend that Chris Jericho will be facing Kenny Omega at the upcoming Wrestle Kingdom 12, January 4th, 2018, at the Tokyo Dome, we figured what other traditionally WWE wrestlers would match up well against New Japan stars.
Yes, dream matches, if you will. So that's what we're going to talk about. 10 WWE versus New Japan Pro Wrestling dream matches that we want to see.
Absolutely. Number 10.
10.
Samoa Joe versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Now, Zack Sabre Jr. is a preeeminent in-ring tactician.
Tactician? Technician?
Technical wrestler.
Technical wrestler.
I was trying to say both those things at once. Didn't work.
Yeah, it's good.
Tactician.
It's good.
Technical master. The closest thing I feel like that WWE has right now to that on the main roster was two. I thought about Chad Gable because he's a really good wrestler.
Yeah, he's a good wrestler.
But no disrespect to Chad Gable, Samoa Joe has far more star power.
Yeah.
And Samoa Joe is a fantastic wrestler.
Yeah.
He can wrestle. He has some MMA training, I believe. He is a great wrestler as well, plus a massive star in his own right. I want to see Samoa Joe versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah, you know, we could have gone Samoa Joe versus Ishii in this as well.
True.
However, I like Samoa Joe versus Zack Sabre Jr. because they're two really, really good heels. They're both very good at the heel character work.
Yes.
And so to see both of these guys not just, you know, utilize their expert ring tactician
technical
moves,
prowess.
Their technical prowess. Even better, we can see their characters sparring.
Out-healing one another.
Out-healing one another.
Which is something I like seeing, but I don't feel like we get enough. Two heels battling each other by out-healing each other.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we get that enough, Steve.
No, I agree with
you. Why not?
I think this would be great. Who goes over here, Larson?
Oh, we're doing that.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Oh, goodness. That's a tough one.
I'm going to say, who went over when... Didn't Zack Sabre Jr. fight Ishii at a
Yeah, G1? Ishii went over.
Ishii went over? Samoa Joe goes over.
Samoa Joe for the win.
I think he does.
You keep track of all this?
Yeah.
Good. I hope so.
Winner, Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe, winner.
Winner.
Are we going to do a pro wrestling match or shoot wrestling match for these two?
No, we don't need to do that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Samoa Joe would win as well.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Nine.
The Miz versus Yano.
Comedy match.
This could be a lot of fun. The Miz, no stranger to comedy. Also, he can play, if you will, the straight man to Yano's goofy opponent.
Yes.
I like this a lot. I think this is a good idea.
It is a good idea. That's why I came up with it, because The Miz does great character work. He can do serious. He can do comedy. He can do it all.
Well, I like that he'd be flabbergasted by Yano.
True.
That's
and then
what I like.
What I like is that he would try to work strong style with his it kicks.
Yeah.
You know, Yano is just, he just wants to like throw him into the turnbuckles and hit him in the front area.
Yeah. He'd be trying to sell him. He'd be trying to sell his DVD.
Yeah.
To Miz.
Here's a question. Would Yano have orange hair, yes or no?
I don't like the orange hair.
Really?
I mean, apparently that's when he heals it up a bit more.
Oh, I love it.
That's what they indicated on the commentary.
I think that's great.
I think it's too goofy. It's too goofy.
It's Yano.
Yeah, I know. It's too weird.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You're probably right. I like this matchup a lot, though. No, I wouldn't have yellow hair. And he wouldn't shave his eyebrows either. This is too weird.
No, it's great.
See a dude walking around with his eyebrows shaved? That's weird.
When Yano does it, it's great.
Maybe I'll be Yano for Halloween next year.
Good idea.
And I'll dye my hair
yes,
orange.
Yes, please do all that.
And shave my
do all that.
Shave my eyebrows.
Please, please, please.
I already have the shirt.
You have the shirt. You just need some tights. They don't have to look exactly like Yano's, but close enough.
Yeah.
But more so, yeah, dye your hair orange and shave your eyebrows. And then halfway through the show, take your shirt off.
The Miz is best when he's somebody's giving him the fits.
Yes.
You know?
When he's frustrated, flabbergasted, if
exactly,
you will.
Exactly, yeah. By goofiness, especially. All right, Larson, who would go over?
Yano goes over.
Yano goes over. I agree with this. Yano goes over.
Shot
with
shot to the front area.
Yeah, low blow.
And then a roll up, yes.
Yeah, low yes. blow roll up, exactly.
Yes. Yano wins.
Oh, man. Next, number eight.
Eight.
Brock Lesnar versus Minoru Suzuki.
Oh, I love this.
This is great.
But it has to be what? A shoot wrestling match.
I don't know, man. Suzuki's old.
Do you want to tell him that?
No. I'm just saying that'd be kind of dangerous for him.
I have complete faith in Minoru Suzuki to hold his own against Brock Lesnar.
Well, I don't. Are you sure about this?
I played as Suzuki in Virtual Wrestling 64.
Carry this out to its logical conclusion. What happened last time? You played as Minoru Suzuki against a guy who clearly is on growth hormones.
Well,
his literal name was growth hormones, and you got squashed.
That Minoru Suzuki wasn't made by the developers of Virtual Pro Wrestling 64. They obviously knew the true essence of Minoru Suzuki, who he really was, and that he is unstoppable. Mm-hmm. As we saw at Power Struggle in his match against Yano, unstoppable. Plus, if he runs into any trouble, he has the entirety of Suzuki Goon at his disposal. They have his back.
Remember how angry Dave Meltzer was with the Suzuki versus God, who is it that he fought? And it was just it was Elgin, I think, and it was the lumberjack match, but it was just Suzuki Goon interfering the entire time.
Yeah, he don't like that at all.
He hated that.
That's all Suzuki Goon does.
I know. They numbers all game. Come out there together. And they all just interfere.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is great.
Especially when Zack Sabre Jr. is out there.
This could be a lot of fun, though. I like Brock Lesnar not knowing how to deal with just a old, violent bastard
he's
like
no
Suzuki.
Sell everything he does.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be great.
That would be
especially
best.
If it's a shoot wrestling match.
German suplex gets right up from
gets
German
right up,
suplex
just
gets right back up.
Just laughs and just kicks him in the face.
Just starts kicking at his knees.
Yes.
Lesnar goes down, chops Lesnar down.
He throws a young lion into him.
He feeds him a young lion.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I like that. Unfortunately for Minoru Suzuki.
No.
Lesnar goes over. No I'm way. Sorry. Lesnar goes
it
over.
It depends
here.
Where this match happens. If it's in the States, yeah. If it's in Japan, no.
Yeah, it's in the
Suzuki
States.
Suzuki goes over.
It's in the States. Here's the thing. Lesnar has to go over because otherwise we wouldn't get an upset Minoru Suzuki afterwards doling out violence to young
maybe,
lions.
Maybe he could be a happy Minoru Suzuki doling out violence to young lions in
no,
celebration.
No, there's no precedent for that. Suzuki... He's got to dole out the violence to young lions.
Didn't Suzuki assault a referee after his victory at Power Struggle? I believe he did. He is not above resorting to violence and celebration, Steve.
That's a good point.
So I think regardless if he wins or loses, he can dole out some violence to someone ringside.
Do you this match happened already just a week ago, 2K18. We did it.
Bad wrestling is not canon for New Japan or WWE. It's barely canon for bad wrestling.
It's a good indicator.
No, it's not.
I think it's a good simulation.
No, I don't think so.
Lesnar goes over here in
Suzuki
a squash
goes over.
Match.
No, Suzuki goes over.
Okay, well, you're so intent on Suzuki.
In a 20-minute classic. Shoot wrestling match.
20-minute classic. All right, number seven.
Seven.
Seth Rollins versus Kota Ibushi, the Golden Star.
Yeah, this is two highly talented, extremely athletic competitors.
Innovative.
Yes, innovative competitors, especially if this match were to take place in the New Japan Pro Wrestling ring. I think it would be fast-paced, awesome action. If it were to take place in a WWE ring, that's not NXT or Cruiserweight Classic, it'd be dialed back at least 35%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see that. I want to see these guys going full speed,
Busting
out all their moves, and if that were to ever happen, it would be something special.
Yeah, no.
We just saw in Ibushi's match against Tanahashi, he brought out some of Tanahashi's best work in a long time.
Yeah.
Phenomenal match.
At least in the last 12 months since we've been watching New
Japan. Yes.
This could be really good. I feel like this match would step Rollins up to a next level.
Yes.
He hasn't really had a lot of people that challenge him to the point where he would step it up to, a next level.
I know, and I feel like just based on having to wrestle the WWE schedule, the WWE style, he really has to dial back a lot of what he can do.
Yeah.
I really feel that way. I don't know, maybe the knee injuries have caused him to rethink how he approaches his in-ring style a bit. But if this was a once-in-a-lifetime match against Kota Ibushi, I think he would throw caution to the wind, just do everything.
Again, we're dealing with the ceiling is up here. What we've seen is down here.
Yeah.
There's all this Kota Ibushi area for Seth Rollins to explore.
Yes.
Right here.
And I think it could all be magic.
Yeah, definitely magic.
Yes.
Rollins goes over.
Right now, yeah.
Kota Ibushi, he's not signed anywhere, so he loses all the time. And he lost to Tanahashi. He lost to...
You know what I think they're doing with Ibushi? They're doing the story, because they touched on a commentary at Power Struggle where it's his inability to win huge matches.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually he's going to win a huge match. Like New Japan, when they set up a story, generally speaking, they pay it off, unlike NXT, where they set up that storyline for Ty Dillinger and never went anywhere.
Oh, he's fighting... Ibushi's fighting Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
That's going to be an interesting matchup.
I know, but Ibushi's not going to win that.
No, I agree, but Kota Ibushi's really, really good, and Cody's okay.
Yeah.
But Cody, we've seen with him and versus Okada at G1 Special in USA, that Cody's game goes up significantly when in there with an opponent who really, really can get him.
Yes. This Wrestle Kingdom 12 card is looking phenomenal. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to live stream the whole thing at 4 in the morning, right?
We're going to live stream our reactions.
Oh, sorry. Yes. No, not the actual. You have to stream that at New Japan World. Not.
Are we going to have to get like a hotel room? We can't just do it here. Why not? Be loud here.
Who says we have to be loud? Let's get office space.
Well, okay, we got
to
do that.
It'd be super awkward if we went to got a hotel room just to live stream. That's so weird.
A motel then?
Can you between now and then, can you set up your garage?
Can we find out through the police files what the like most heavily hookered motel is in Sacramento?
Because I'm going to feel like I'm going to go there in a hazmat suit.
Go there and live stream from like the dirtiest, grungiest motel room?
I'm definitely not doing that. That's disgusting.
Which one has had the most arrests in it? Or do you have any hotel rooms that have bloodstains? Motel room, sorry. Motels are
That's
worse.
That's the surest way for me to cancel the stream.
Oh, man. Number six.
Six.
John Cena versus...
Hiroshi Tanahashi. John Cena versus the John
Still
Cena of New
first
Japan.
Down.
I believe Tanahashi holds the record for most IWGP World Heavyweight Championship reigns.
He is known as one of the best pro wrestlers New Japan has ever produced.
Yes.
They say that
John
all the time.
Cena is currently tied with Ric Flair
mm-hmm.
for the record here for most world title mm-hmm. reigns.
Yeah.
So even though both of them are getting up there in years and might be somewhat past their prime athletically,
mm-hmm.
I think in terms of storytelling,
mm-hmm.
I think this would still be a really good match.
This would be great.
You have a clash of styles with Cena's power
mm-hmm.
versus Tanahashi's athleticism.
Yep.
Everything here, the ingredients are all here for something special, Steve.
Cena can put on special matches.
He can. We've seen his matches against AJ Styles were really good.
CM Punk.
Yes.
Very
he
good.
He has it in him to put on quality 4 to 5 star matches.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think
they said at Power Struggle that Tanahashi has had a 5 star match for 6 consecutive years.
Wow.
So he is a 5 star
machine.
Match factory machine. This will be great.
Cena totally goes over.
Depends where the match takes place.
It doesn't depend. Cena goes over here.
If it takes place in the U.S., yes, in Japan, Tanahashi goes over.
Why would there be a difference? It's two men in a wrestling
ring. You have two institutions for the respective companies and countries.
Yeah.
It depends a lot where the match takes place.
Really? You think so? It's just two men fighting in a wrestling ring.
How about this? It totally depends where the match happens.
It takes place on a barge.
In international waters?
Yes. Who goes over? Cena goes over.
Probably Cena.
All these matches take place on a barge. I didn't mention that. All of these matches take place... Lesnar versus Suzuki, international waters.
Yeah, that definitely has to take a place where no rules apply.
Is that definitely Suzuki still goes over
Oh,
there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, if there's no rules.
Now, you know what's a shame is that this match, like, it'll never happen, but that's a shame. That's a bummer because they kind of are contemporaries,
yes.
You know?
Their career arcs are very similar.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Number five.
Five.
The New Day versus the Young Bucks. This goes back, like, a year now.
Yeah, they've
years,
been kind of, I think, kayfabe. Mm-hmm. Beefing on Twitter for a while.
Well, Kenny Omega and Xavier Woods are friends. They share the video game bond.
Yeah, didn't they compete at some gaming event like some fighting game event against each other, I thought, and Kenny beat him.
You know what's hilarious is that I forget what it's called now, but Kenny Omega has a YouTube channel of his own where he does play video games.
Oh, really?
But it's like, it's just like him in a dark room somewhere. It's not like up, up, down, down where it's, you know, this might not even be like the real one. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing even.
He does like fighting games, though.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Apparently, he's really good.
But I remember seeing it for a sec.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a lot of backstory to delve into here between the New Day and the Young Bucks. Mm-hmm. And especially if you have Kenny Omega ringside with Matt and Nick Jackson taking on, you know, any two of the three members of the New Day.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be awesome stuff. A lot of awesome character stuff, great promos,
mm-hmm.
and the match would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it'd be absolutely great. I would love to see this. Oh, so maybe this is his.
How many subscribers does he have?
14,000.
That's super low key then, if that's a legitimate thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
He said he wants to be a celebrity gamer.
Yeah. Maybe we know on YouTube the market, the gaming genre is very saturated. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just hard to make any headway.
Could be.
Even if you are arguably the best wrestler in the world.
I feel like he could totally start his own New Japan up, up, down, down.
Probably
though,
could. He just doesn't have the time to. He's a very busy man.
Pretty busy guy.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, the Cleaner's Corner.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, okay. So this is the channel. Oh, here we go. Anyway, they're just playing video games.
That's cool.
That guy's in a bear suit now.
That's cool.
So that makes sense. See, look at that. But it's got 30,000 views. And this is published in 2015. So see, he was the innovator. Like,
it really was.
You know, he was there before Up, Up, Down, Down was.
True.
Maybe that's the angle they take on is, hey, I was doing this before you.
I was celebrity gamer / wrestler before you were.
Exactly. Now let's fight about it.
Yeah.
Who goes over here?
Young Bucks go over.
Okay, Young Bucks go over. I'm fine with that. Number four!
Four.
Daniel Bryan versus Kushida.
We know Daniel Bryan is a fan of Kushida. He's mentioned that before. I think he really wants to have a match against Kushida.
Yes.
When Daniel Bryan's contract with WWE expires, I think September of next year. If he doesn't re-sign with WWE in some capacity, I for sure see him taking on Cody Rhodes for the Ring of Honor title. And I would not be surprised to see him take on Kushida
mm-hmm.
at Wrestle Kingdom 13.
All right. We saw this past weekend Steak Knife Jay White's reveal package, video package. It was immaculate.
Yeah, it was very good.
I love when they have like an old school 4x3 TV with static on it.
Yeah, with the,
in the background.
With the roll on it too.
Exactly.
At maximum, yeah.
We saw Chris Jericho's reveal video package.
Expertly crafted.
What would Daniel Bryan's
A lot of yeses.
Like? I think not.
Well, it'd be Bryan Danielson, first of all. Would he come back
Bryan
as
Danielson, yeah.
The American Dragon?
How about this? No mask. How about this? We're in the woods.
Okay, yeah, he's from right. Pacific Northwest, yeah.
Right, Seattle or Oregon.
But he lives in Phoenix now.
Okay, well, he'd go to the woods.
No, desert.
All right. He's wearing...
Because the desert's a metaphor for his last three years in WWE.
Just hear me out. Hear me out.
I think my idea is better already.
Just listen. He's in the woods, right?
No, it's no good.
He's wearing flannel shirt tucked in with some high-waisted jeans.
Terrible idea.
He's got a sling with his baby in there, and he's drinking some soda pop.
I don't think Daniel Bryan drinks soda.
He's got a minivan in the background, and he says... Well, hello there. Father Bryan Danielson here.
So he's Ned Flanders now.
Yeah.
Terrible idea. Desert.
The desert. That's a metaphor for the WWE.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
No, it's good. It's artistic.
What do you do? What do you do? Like, he's like crawling in the desert like.
Yeah, because wrestling is his water. It's his source of life. And he finds a canteen and he drinks the water. He turns it over. And it's made by Kushida.
Cantina.
Yeah, Kushida Cantina. And he drinks, and he is reborn yeah. as Bryan Danielson, best technical wrestler in the world,
yeah,
goes on to face Kushida at Wrestle yeah. Kingdom 13.
And, by the way, goes over.
Yeah, he'll go over.
Bryan
Danielson goes over.
Yeah.
Because he won't be Daniel Bryan anymore. See, my idea is way better.
I kind of like your idea.
It's way better.
I kind of like your idea. But I do like him being Ned Flanders, too. I like them both.
He can wear the flannel in the desert. It makes him more hot.
There you
thirsty.
Go. But then the sling with the kid, too.
No, he can't be crawling through the desert with a kid in a sling dying of thirst. He can't do that.
Bree sitting there. Brian, we have to get going.
We have a shoot for Total Bellas here in 25 minutes.
He's like, I'm not there anymore. I'm not doing that.
That's going to be real interesting when his contract's up. He goes elsewhere, but she stays with WWE because, you know, she's on Total Bellas and Total
Divas.
Now,
I would assume, maybe to keep the wife happy, couldn't he just sign for Total Bellas? Like through E?
I guess he could, but I kind of feel like he just want to wash his hands of all that.
I don't know. If it helps his wife, like friggin' if Lacey said, hey, dude, I need you to do this. I'm sorry, Lace.
I don't know if WWE want to do that, have him on, knowing full well that it's going to advertise his wrestling work elsewhere.
You're right about that part. I don't think WWE is going to want to do that. But I don't know. That's going to be interesting when it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Mildly interesting. Number three.
Three.
Kevin Owens versus Tetsuya Naito.
Yes, this would be great. Two of the top characters in the respective brands.
Yep.
Kevin Owens probably does some of the best, if not the best, character work in all of WWE. Mm-hmm. Naito, the same in New Japan.
And their characters have, you know, similarities. They're both jerks, for one thing.
Yeah.
They're both very cool.
Yeah.
And,
I would love to see Kevin Owens kind of poking fun at Naito by doing the Tranquilo.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm going to see if Kevin Steen ever fought Naito.
Because Kevin Owens is very good about getting under his opponent's skin.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be great. Doesn't look like it, huh?
Does not look like that.
Dream match indeed.
Dream match that should happen. That'd be fantastic.
And both of them are actually really phenomenal wrestlers as well. Mm-hmm. So this match won't disappoint in terms of in-ring action nor character work.
Yeah. This would be great, man. What are the odds that Kevin Owens might ever leave the WWE and go join Bullet Club? 5 years from now.
He seems pretty content in WWE.
He seems very content. They treat him like a freaking star there.
He is a star.
He's a big, big star.
He's one of the best wrestlers in the entire world.
I agree with that.
All around wrestlers,
It'd be fun to see him go hang out with his friends and the Young Bucks.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
Be good. Maybe stuff. If Kenny Omega signs with WWE, leaves, there's a power vacuum at the top of the Bullet Club. Sorry, Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Steen comes in to fill that vacuum.
I would love to see that. Who goes over here?
Naito goes over here. Owens doesn't seem to mind taking pins.
No, he doesn't. It doesn't really matter where this takes place either. Naito wins.
Yeah, I think Naito goes over.
He's the best. Number two. Roman Reigns versus Kazuchika Okada. Look at me with the names.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, the two top dogs in their respective promotions.
Now, here's the thing about Roman Reigns. We do know that if he is in there in the ring with an opponent that can elevate his game, he will elevate his game. Okada seemingly can put on 5-star matches with anything or anyone. We saw this Cody Rhodes, I mentioned this earlier, G1 special in USA, took on Okada. I've never seen a Cody Rhodes match quite like that I was so into.
Because of the quality of the storytelling in the match.
Yes, and Okada is a master director.
Yes.
When it comes to storytelling.
Auteur.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wrestling auteur.
Yes.
It would be interesting to see, especially if this match were to take place in international waters.
Yeah, on a barge.
On a neutral site.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like Okada would still go over because the only reason Reigns would win is if Vince was in charge of booking.
Yeah, no, I agree with this. Also, I mean, like Vince can do whatever he wants, but Roman Reigns, nobody has any counter for Rainmaker. Give me a break.
It might take a couple, but eventually
I mean,
you will fall to the Rainmaker.
It would take three Rainmakers.
Yeah.
But Roman Reigns would go down to the Rainmaker.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you think they could put on a 45-minute classic? Does Reigns have it in him to do 45 minutes with Okada?
I'll put it this way. I think Okada could match the match he had with Cody Rhodes at G1 Special in USA.
So a quality 18 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd go with that.
Okay.
Three Rainmakers and Roman Reigns is down. Reignsmaker.
There you go.
There you go. He'd dole out his own Reignsmaker. Number one. AJ Styles versus Kenny Omega. This is
a no-brainer, man.
No-brainer. Even Kenny wants this to happen.
Yeah, he cited this match as pretty much the primary, if not sole reason, he'd ever want to sign with WWF, a match against WWE.
I love that you keep calling it that.
It's just today.
Yeah,
I've been sick for 4 weeks here, and I'm still trying to kick it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, WWE.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania, he wants this match, AJ versus Kenny, on a massive stage.
On the biggest stage of them.
Yes.
All. Yeah.
So of all the matches on here, I'd say this is probably the one next to Daniel Bryan and Kushida that's probably most likely to happen at some point within the next 5 years.
You know, one of the things that we didn't really mention on the show today, so we're filming this on Monday, is if Chris Jericho going to New Japan might open the minds of some of the other WWE talents in thinking, wow, that's like, I mean, look, I don't think any of them ever have thought that New Japan isn't a legitimate place to go. Obviously, it's New Japan. But I wonder if they might use Chris Jericho as a litmus test to see if what kind of stage Wrestle Kingdom could provide them.
You know, I actually think there has been a litmus test prior to Jericho, and I think that was Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes was, by and large, a career mid-carder in WWE. He did some good work. You know, he was involved in some pretty prominent storylines, but he never, at least consistently, was ever elevated to the main event scene. He leaves. He does, by all indications, just as well, if not better, for himself financially. And creatively, he has done a heck of a lot better for himself. He is a Ring of Honor champion. He is member of Bullet Club. He is featured in all sorts of prominent storylines across both promotions, Ring of Honor and New Japan. I know Meltzer has reported on rumors or reports that talents in WWE now have reached out to Cody about the feasibility of following a similar path should they leave WWE as well. I think that was... if anything, the litmus test. Jericho, who's a legend, who is a Hall of Famer, he should have no problem crossing over.
Well, it's not just that. It's let's see how much more Jericho opens this up to the mainstream. Let's see how high of a profile. Because once Jericho does this, look, I mean, this is just the beginning, especially in the lead up to Wrestle Kingdom and in the immediate aftermath. People are going to be talking about this and talking about this. New Japan is going to be on a lot of people's minds. And that's going to be a permanent thing. It's going to have opened up another gate for New Japan, and a rather large one.
Oh, a massive one.
And so that's just even more incentive for them to say, hey, wow, you know, as enticing as it might have been before, you know, New Japan is now on the minds of a lot of people.
Well, it's the cool place to be.
Exactly.
WWE is not that cool.
Yeah. It's not really that cool.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
New Japan's cool. Bullet Club's cool. Ring of Honor is cool.
Yeah. NXT is kind of cool.
Yeah, NXT's fairly cool.
Yeah.
205 Live could have been really cool if they had kept the Cruiserweight Classic vibe.
Could have been pretty cool.
Could have been really cool.
Yeah.
But now it's just not that cool.
It's not that cool. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, AJ Styles versus Omega. In the end, who goes over here?
It's got the AJ.
It'd be a trilogy.
Okay. How about this? First match to AJ.
Okay.
Second match to Omega. Third match, time limit draw.
Perfect.
Everybody wins.
I love the time limit draw. It's my new favorite thing. So where are you now on Omega Okada?
I'm going to have to revisit all of those matches before the end of the year.
The answer is number two.
I have to watch it again.
Oh, it's so good.
Because I had the finish spoiled for me, so I knew where it was going. But I think about it more, the storyline elements, it seems like it should be the best.
So good.
It's good. I'm not doubting it's good.
Best match ever.
Well, I don't...
Wow.
No, if that's the case, but...
Profound words I just said.
Well, you're just parroting what someone else said, Dave Meltzer.
Oh, man. Anyways, I think my favorite match of all time is AJ versus Nakamura Wrestle Game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best match ever.
Okay.
Whoa, profound words I just said.
Yes, at least original thought, yeah.
Anyways, that's it for Count Out. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. There's lots of other dream matches that are possible. Going to throw one out there. Rich Swann versus... Show.
Good.
Go ahead. Your turn.
Ishii versus Rusev.
That's actually a pretty good
one. It is good.
I like that one. All right. I'm going to give one more. Jason Jordan versus Chase Owens. Dream match right there.
Neville versus Takahashi.
Which Takahashi?
Ticking Time Bomb.
Oh, okay.
And Tokyo Pimp.
Oh, there you go. What about Tokyo Pimp versus Ticking Time Bomb?
I'm sure this happened.
Do you think it's happened?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Anyways, we're just talking nonsense right now. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.